Hi, I'm Dr. Taryn McCarthy, business owner, orthodontist, motivational speaker, and mom. After 20 years of striving for success in business, I'm starting the conversation about the business of happiness. True success in life is realized when we achieve inner fulfillment. Join me in the conversation with business leaders and entrepreneurs looking to reignite their passions and redefine success. Welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business of Happiness podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taryn McCarthy, and today is going to be a great day. I am so excited to have you here with me today. Thank you for joining me for our last episode with Dr. Phil Fenimore. Wasn't he just so fascinating to listen to? I loved the whole concept of pivoting when you need to and being brave enough to make that big change when you realize there needs to be a shift. Today, we're going to be talking about something very, very apropos in terms of the owning the mindset of a leader. And who am I anyway to be a leader? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And next week, we're going to be speaking to another leader who also made a great shift in her career path. She was an attorney working many, many, many tens of hours a week and suddenly made a big shift in her business model as well. So join us when we talk to Chelsea Fournier at our next episode. But today, I really wanted to kind of round back to us as leaders and recognizing and owning our leadership position in our lives, not just in our businesses, but in our lives. Because if you don't lead your own life, someone else will. You know, I took that from a Greg McKeown quote from one of my favorite books, Essentialism, in which he said, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. And I 100% agree with that. But I love the idea of really owning the responsibility of the leadership of our own lives. Because if you don't lead your own dreams, if you don't lead your own life, you really are putting that power in someone else's hands. And very often, what that looks like is in the palm of your hand, in terms of your cell phone. We put leadership into the cell phone, into the demands of Facebook or text messaging or just the phone ringing or our calendar. We take all leadership and ownership of our own time and values of the day and put it in the hands of our phone and really losing that power over our own life. So let's dive right in today and talk about what does it mean to have a leading leadership mentality. Well, I'll tell you what it's not. Being a leader and being a great leader does not mean that you have to have the position. You don't just become a leader because someone put you in that role or because you fell into that role. It's something that you command, something you demand, something you own. In fact, what I know about every single one of you who's listening to this podcast, you already are a great leader. And I know I can just hear the grumblings right now. Well, you know, this is so easy for you to say, Taryn. You own a business. You take on leadership so easily. And I just want you to know that this is not something that just is easy for people to do. It's something that you acknowledge and you take on as a definition of who you are. And it does not come with position. There are no great leaders that are successful, truly successful in their lives without them acknowledging the responsibility and the ownership of that position. And it doesn't matter if you don't own a business. You are still a leader. In fact, you're a critical leader of your own dreams. How many of you are in families? There you go. You're a leader of a beautiful team that you call your family, but absolutely leading them in a direction of your vision and also of your life. In fact, none of us got to where we are without a team, which means at some point, someone had to see the vision of your dream, of your goals for what you want in your life. So just because you aren't the CEO of a business doesn't mean that you're not a leader. If you love your family and have a view and a vision of where you want this family to be, then you are leading your family. If you have a dream for yourself and a goal in terms of your career or your education or even your happiness and inner fulfillment or your physical fitness or your health, you are a leader. And the very first step in being a great leader is acknowledging and owning that leadership responsibility. You know, I put a question up on a Facebook page a couple months ago, and I asked, it was a group that is mostly business owners in healthcare, and I asked the question, what is your least favorite part of being a business owner? And I had hundreds of responses. Isn't it interesting that when we want to complain about something, people are very vocal? And so I had literally 300-400 responses from my one question, very simple question. And the overarching, I'd say 80% response was themed along the lines of, I'm so frustrated with leading this team. My staffing issues are the biggest headache. Why do I feel like I'm leading a bunch of children? I just wish my team would be act like adults. And I think we hear that a lot in families as well. How many times have you heard yourself or your spouse or a friend of yours say, oh, I just wish they'd do what I tell them to do. So frustrating. And it's interesting because another thing that leadership is not dictatorship. Just because you can boss people around does not make you a leader. Definitely does not make you a good leader. In fact, the CEO of Visa, he's no longer the CEO, but Dee Hawk once said, control is not leadership. Management is not leadership. Leadership is leadership. If you seek to lead, invest at least 50% of your time in leading yourself, your own purpose, ethics, principles, motivation, and conduct. And that therein lies the definition of a great leader. A great leader is not someone who gets to control a team. A great leader is someone who gets to inspire by the way he or she lives his life, by reassessing his or her own purpose, his or her own ethics and principles, and then motivating him or herself, and in turn, motivating the people around them. So think about, even if you're trying to lead yourself towards a certain career aspiration, you're going to get a team involved. You're going to need people who teach you, people who guide you, people who maybe support you financially, definitely people who support you in your everyday life. If you're a mom, you're going to need someone to look after your kids while you're going to school. You're going to need some mentors and a community around you for support. Listen to all the team members I just mentioned. And they're all going to need to understand your goal. So in order to be a great leader and have people support you and be an ambassador of your dream, you're going to need to own a leadership mindset. Another thing a leader is not is all-knowing. And I think that's where people get nervous about saying, yes, I'm a leader, because they fear, well, what if I don't know all the answers? You don't need to. In fact, great leaders acknowledge that they don't know all the answers. That is such a valuable part of leadership. Being able to galvanize your team because you recognize in them the great qualities that you don't have. So in my business, for example, and Embrace Orthodontics, I am so blessed to have this incredible team. And I am so grateful to each of my team members for the incredible value that they bring, because I know that I don't have all the answers. And in fact, when we have a problem, we bring the problem out to the whole team and say, please, let's all do some searching here and brainstorming about what a good solution would be, because I need everybody's input here. So leaders do not need to know all the answers. In fact, they recognize that they definitely don't. You know, this morning, this actually happened this morning in my bathroom. I opened up my bathroom closet, which is a very tall cupboard full of medicines and band-aids and wraps and bandages and towels and nail polish. If you have a closet like this, please, you know what I'm talking about. And things just kind of fell out. In fact, what fell out was this big blue jug of something called McTarnahan's that my brother told me about for helping sore muscles, and it's toxic. Let me just tell you, this is not earth friendly. Anyway, McTarnahan's splashed all over my bathroom floor, this blue gunk that has a very strong smell. And I said to my husband, I said, we have got to get someone in here to help us with organization. I need to look into my community to see who is an organization expert. And Killian said, you know, I can do this. We don't need to hire someone. I can organize this closet. And although he's a great organizer, his skill is not throwing things out. Do you know someone like this who is very good at lining things up and organizing them, but not very good at saying goodbye to things that they've paid for? That's my husband in a nutshell. But see, this is where the leadership kicks in, is in acknowledging, you know what, I'm not very good at this. I need an expert in this. I'm going to reach out to somebody to help head towards my goals and my dreams. My dream is to get this closet organized so that I can not have to clean up McTarnahan's all over the floor in the morning, so I can get to the work that I need to do, the work that I'm good at, to get to my purpose. So by finding and hiring an expert and acknowledging their expertise, I am leading leaders. And this is the best, sweetest spot about being an excellent and empowering leader, is when you can recognize that you're not leading a team of children, you're leading a team of leaders. When you can inspire in your team the leadership and the empowerment, they become ambassadors for your vision. That is the magic. I would love if you need these resources for you to come over to my website at thebizofhappiness.com. There you go. It's the www.thebiz of happiness.com. What I've put on there is something that I really couldn't squeeze into one episode here, but it's a PDF worksheet, workbook that you can use if you are a business owner and you're feeling these frustrations of leading your team. And these are the six tenets of creating ambassadors for your dream. So not just people who are going to follow you or do what they're told, but actually stand up and lead for you to be even more successful in your business ventures than you ever thought before. It's only offered to my Business of Happiness podcast listeners. So come on over to the website and download it for yourself. There's six tenets. And the very first tenet is this idea of owning the mindset of a leader. You know, one trick that I have, and I'll give it to you right now, is the idea of I get to. When I pose that question to business owners on the Facebook website, on the Facebook private group, one of the complaints that I heard from many business owners was, I'm always the one that has to solve all the problems. Why am I the one that always have to fix all the problems? And I think that if we looked at it a little bit differently, we could understand our power in our leadership position. And what I use to be able to reframe this is the idea of I get to. The same feelings of overwhelm happen even in personal life. I've heard myself say this so many times. Oh, I can't believe I've got to do this. And why is it the mom that always ends up having to schedule the piano lessons and the classes and drive and arrange the nannies? Why does it always come down to me? Or in a business model, why am I the one that always has to deal with all the problems? Being a great, resourceful leader means that you do not have all the answers, and it also means you do not need to have all the answers or all the responsibilities. A big myth of leadership is that you are the sole person responsible for the outcome of this team, and the answer is you're not. What is a great way to reframe that is to start your sentence with, I get to. And then recognize where and when your expertise starts and where it stops. We all have limitations. I am not a good organizer of my cabinet, of my bathroom cabinet. That is where my expertise stops. But I get to envision what I see for that closet. I get to deliver the vision to my team. I get to get up in the morning and lead this beautiful team. I get to lead my family to a dream for us and for our happiness. And along the way, I might need some help. And so owning that leadership position allows you to be more resourceful as well and not feel like everything comes down to you. Another big mindset shift for empowered leaders is recognizing that your dream is worthy. And secondly, that you are worthy of your dream. I almost have to say this to myself daily. My dream is worthy. My dream of bringing this beautiful podcast to you and all my messages is worthy. And I am worthy of that dream. And the same is true in business ownership. The same is true for our families. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not worth it. Just because we're having trouble learning as we go along the way doesn't mean you give up on your dreams. My dream is worthy, and I am worthy of my dreams. You know, Bill Gates says, as we look at the next century, leaders will be those who empower others. And it has to start with empowering ourselves. We have to be our primary cheerleaders as we go forward. We have to remind ourselves of the value of our dream and then our worthiness in that dream. Influence and leadership, I truly believe, are two of the strongest assets you have in business and in your life. And they can only be the great value that they are if you acknowledge the responsibility and the beauty and the strength of being a leader of your own dream. So thank you again for listening to this podcast about owning the mindset of a leader. If you'd like to join other leaders in a similar venue in terms of empowering and supporting each other, join us over on the Business of Happiness Hive. It's a private Facebook group that you have to ask to be invited into, but please come find me there, and we'd love to get to know you and to meet you. And the vision for the group is that we are supporting each other and empowering each other and sharing resources in terms of leadership and also our vision for our own happiness. And I just have to give a quick shout out to our new members, Talita, Loretta, Catherine, Rosie, Kay, Bethany, Marisa, and Antoinette. Welcome to the Business of Happiness Hive. We are so excited to have you and so grateful to you for sharing the resources that you have. And as we go forward today into our lives, just remember, you really are a leader and you really are a great leader. And I know that you are capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for. And just by being here and listening to this podcast already tells me so much about you, that you're willing to grow, willing to think about success in a different way, and willing to put your dream and your vision of a life filled with happiness first. And remember, when you feel good, you do good. So let's go out there and do some good. Bye-bye. Thank you again for joining me on this week's episode of the Business of Happiness podcast. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And if you know of a colleague who could benefit from the perspective, empower their day and share this episode with them. Or check out more episodes at embracethelead.com. I look forward to exploring fulfillment in business with you again next week. And remember, today is going to be a great day.